Hello, and welcome to the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook Podcast Bonus Episode 2. Yes, it's another bonus episode, or as my friend Tracy Christensen likes to say, a very special blossom. So I'm here by myself, and the bonus episode happens when there's none of my upcoming guest stars available to do an episode in time to get it on the air, quote unquote, by Tuesday. So I'm taking this opportunity to chat with you. I'm by myself here today, and I'm going to feature some songs from a short film that I wrote the music for, music and lyrics, called Free Fall. But more about that later. First, I want to just thank you all so much for listening and for all the incredible emails and support that I've been getting from all over the world. You would not believe the places and the people I hear from. It's just incredible, and I really appreciate it because it's so easy to think, oh, I'm just doing this in my room and nobody's listening, but I just really appreciate it, and please keep them coming. Sometimes it like really helps you get through the day. Oh God, that sounds so depressing. It's not that bad. It's good. It's fine. I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I also want to thank some people in the podcasting community who have been very supportive of my podcast and talk about my podcast on their podcast, and I want to return the favor. There's a great theater-related podcast called Green Room Radio, which is hosted by a guy named Eric Bergen, and it's really great for people who are interested in theater and music, so I highly recommend it, and thanks for the plug, Eric. Same to Jim Caruso, who's been an incredible champion of mine. He helped me get the booking at Birdland last month, and he has a podcast called Cast Party, and he features my songs on there quite a bit, so thank you, Jim. And also, there's a podcast from Chicago hosted by J. Michael and Rob called The Daily Purge, which is really funny. You should check it out, and thank you guys for the plug, too. And I also wanted to play you something I came upon by accident. I was showing someone how to do a search for my podcast in iTunes, and up this came, and I'm just going to play it for you because it's really funny.
Welkom bij Potgids 32, vanaf mijn zolder. Een bijzondere podcast, want ik heb een gast meegenomen. Aan de piano zit Jeff Blumenkrantz. Jeff. En Jeff Blumenkrantz is composer van musical muziek. Zeg even hallo, Jeff.
Hello, and welcome to the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook Podcast, bonus episode 1.
Yay!
I'm here with Rebecca Luker. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Jeff.
Ja, dit is Jeff Blumenkrantz. Heeft zijn eigen podcast.
Is that hysterical? I mean, I love the part where he acts like he's talking to me. His name is Chris, and I'm going to say this wrong, I'm sure, Bajema. And I'm pretty sure the language he's speaking is Dutch. And if you know Dutch and are willing to translate that podcast for me, I'm dying to know what he's saying about Rebecca and me. So thanks, Chris. I don't know if you'll hear this, but I love that you talked about me in Dutch. In Holland, people. Okay, the only thing I want to add before I start talking about Free Fall is that some people are not, I think, don't really know about the fact that there's this songbook out there, and I just wanted to kind of reinforce that this podcast was created because I have a songbook, has 20 of my songs. It's available to buy on my website, jeffblumenkrantz.com, for $20 plus shipping. And the reason I created the podcast was to make recordings of those songs available to people who were either already own the book or were interested in maybe buying the book. So just wanted to say there's a book there too. It's not just me and my friends talking and singing. Okay, on to Free Fall. Free Fall is a short musical film that was created in a festival, as part of a festival, I should say, called Ripfest 6, in which 7 10-minute movie musicals were created, shot, edited, and screened over the course of 16 days. Like, there was nothing on the first day, and on the 16th day, the screenings happened. So if you're not aware of what it takes to make a movie, you should just know that that is an extraordinary timeline. I mean, I wouldn't have believed it could happen until I did it myself. And the organization that sponsors this is called Raw Impressions. If you don't know about Raw Impressions, I recommend highly that you check out their website, rawimpressions.org, because this is an incredible organization. What they do is they throw people together, throw artists together to create something, it could be a 10-minute musical, it could be a short musical film, a horror film, a dance event, some creative endeavor where you're working with people you've never met before, you are given some parameters, you are given the raw materials to make this thing happen, and a very tight schedule, and then off you go. And it's an incredibly exciting exercise. You are confronted with your own demons. You're confronted with, you know, people dropping out or, you know, last minute crises. And you just have to like think on your feet, and you don't have time to stress out or get stopped. You just have to keep plowing through. And it's amazing. I had the best time making Free Fall. I would do it again in a second. So some of the parameters that we got making our movie in Ripfest 6 were locations. When you make a film with Ripfest, you get two locations. One is an exterior and one is an interior. And our team got the 79th Street Boat Basin, which is this, it's like a pier on the Hudson River. And it was a great location, except if it rained, it would be a terrible location. But we got that, and we got the Lion Theater, which is a small off-Broadway theater on 42nd Street. And so we had to come up with a story that utilized our actors well and made sense and fit in the theme of the festival and utilized our locations. So we ended up coming up with this idea to do a meta movie musical. By meta, I mean self-referential, talking about itself. And the best example I can give for the ultimate meta musical is a play that's running off Broadway right now at the Vineyard Theater, and it's a play that I love. I'm a huge fan. It's called Title of Show. It's written by Hunter Bell and Jeff Bowen. I've seen the show, I think, 5 times, and I can't recommend it highly enough. It's a show about the writing of the show itself. It sounds crazy, but it makes sense when you're seeing it, and it's really brilliant, and I just love it. So anyway, we sort of did a Title of Showian thing where we did this movie about people making a movie for Ripfest. So our characters were the director, screenwriter, songwriter, and lead actor on a team for Ripfest. So what they're doing is they are working toward, it's the deadline is this Monday night read through, where it's the first time you present what you've written so far, 2 days into the process, for all the other filmmakers and actors and everything in the festival. And that's where the movie starts. The first song is sung by Becca Ayers, who you may know from Avenue Q or Sarah Plain and Tall, which she's about to do again at the Lucille Lortel Theater starting next week. So Becca played the director in our piece. And the overview for our piece is that we catch these people right before they're going into that Monday night read-through, and they haven't figured out the finale for their film. They know that it's about a guy who catches his girlfriend cheating on him, and he leaves the relationship, and then he goes to the 79th Street Boat Basin, which is one of their locations that they've been assigned, and he sings this song called Free Fall, but they don't know what the song is. And so this, our movie, our 10-minute movie, is there trying to negotiate what this song is, and everybody has an idea. And every time someone has an idea, you see it happening at the boat basin. So this kind of, you know, they're in the Lion Theater, they're negotiating around a table, and then when they pitch their idea, you get a fantasy musical sequence at the boat basin. So Rebecca is the director. Becca is the director, and she is really convinced. She knows how this movie has to go, and it has to involve boxing and boxing gloves, and she's got it all worked out. So here is Becca Ayers singing Becca's Free Fall.
Fighting my way to a better life. Fighting is how I survive. I may be alone, but at least I know I'm alive.
then we cut back to the Lion Theater where her collaborators are screaming, no, because they do not like her boxing main event idea. And so the next person we hear from is David. David is the actor in the film within the film, and he is played by New York's best-kept secret, the wonderful David Perlman. So David, the character, is very vain. He always gets cast in gay roles, and his thing is he wants to be the macho leading man. So here is his pitch for how the Free Fall finale should be. And this is David Perlman singing David's Free Fall.
Here's my emancipation proclamation. I'm looking for some stimulation, instant gratification. Free fall, time to play ball. Go with the lubrication, let's see some perspiration. I got a big inflation that needs some titillation. Free fall, it's time to play ball, y'all.
I wrote a rap, how crazy is that? Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? I forgot to mention that the theme for the actual festival, Ripfest 6, was without thinking. So we had to somehow get that in there. And so we said that for our film within the film, the theme that they were given is Free Fall, and which is why everybody's finale song is called Free Fall. And there's also a kind of without thinking element to free falling. So, and if you'll notice, in the final song that actually makes it into the movie, I got the lyric without thinking into the song. Thank you very much. So the next person we hear from is Jessica, and Jessica is the screenwriter and is played by the adorable Jessica Grove, who you may know from The Wizard of Oz at Madison Square Garden, and also the recent Julie Andrews-directed Boyfriend tour that started at Goodspeed. And Jessica, I should mention, is appearing in a show this coming April called Iron Curtain at the West End Theater. So Jessica is the screenwriter, and she's sort of hippy-dippy, and she is getting very stressed out by the flaring tempers in the room, and she pitches this idea for the finale, and this is Jessica's Free Fall. And each of these fantasies ends with Becca showing up in their fantasies and punching the camera with her big red boxing glove because she's not having anybody's vision except her own. So I have to give props to Jessica Hendricks. She was a choreographer and she got dancers together and she threw it together so fast. She had four hot boxing dancing guys behind Becca. She had a yacht full of booty girls for David's rap, and then she had the yoga dancers for Jessica's Free Fall. It was amazing. Anyway, what happens is tempers blow up. Becca threatens to quit. Everybody has retreated to their corners, and there is an impasse. And out of the silence, Joe, played by Joe Cassidy, most recently of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and of last year's festival hit Feeling Electric by Tom Kitt, Joe Cassidy, who really does play the guitar, starts playing his guitar, and he's the songwriter for the film, and he starts singing his idea for the finale, and it's called Joe's Free Fall. And what happens is everybody starts signing on for his idea, and they start chiming in. Jessica starts adding her lyric, and then David his. And they're imploring Becca to please give up your thing and come sign on for this vision. We think this works. And finally she does. And then by the end of the song, we are on the boat basin again, and it's the actual filming of the movie. And they have all agreed on this, and David's singing it with the dancers. They're shooting the film, and it ends with a beautiful shot of David singing in front of the George Washington Bridge at sunset. It's really beautiful. And here is Joe's Free Fall with Joe Cassidy and also Becca, David, and Jessica.
Too much talking and not getting anywhere. Too much fighting with no one coming up for air. I don't want to stick with what I know. I have no agenda how it's supposed to go. I just want to jump into the flow and fly. Free fall, take a leap without asking why. May hit the earth by and by, but for now I have the sky.
You can break away and then fall in the divide, or you can break away and then find your strength inside.
I don't need a temporary love.
I don't need a temporary love.
I can leave the fantasy I'm dreaming
of.
I just have to give myself a shot. If I wanna fly,
if I wanna fly,
and I wanna fly,
and I wanna fly,
free fall. But for now, we own the sky.
I've always been afraid of sinking.
Free fall.
I never want to act without thinking.
Free fall.
But if I'm throwing caution to the wind, I better throw it high.
You better throw it high.
I better throw it high.
Free fall.
And that is Free Fall. Now, I have to say, after listening to that, I have to give props to these musicians who came together at the last second. And I mean the last second, because I didn't know what I was writing. I didn't know if it was going to require a triangle and a cello or a rhythm band. But these musicians came together. I think I contacted them the day before. They played so brilliantly. And Gary Seeger, I'm going to say all their names. Randy Landau on bass, Jeff Greenwald on drums, Peter Sacken on cello, I was on the piano, and Gary Seeger on guitar. I mean, we were so scrambling for time in the studio, and he played that electric guitar solo once, and I could kiss his feet. I'm so happy with the way that turned out. It was amazing. So I had such a great time doing Ripfest that I have signed on for another Raw Impressions event starting next week. This one is called Raw Impressions Music Theater number 20. And in this event, we do 10-minute musicals in 10 days. Yes, only 10 days. And not only that, but Raw Impressions is sponsoring 3 events in a row. The first one, number 19, Raw Impressions Musical Theater number 19, is guitar-driven music. Number 20 is just contemporary music theater, and number 21 is called Triple Threat because it involves performers who sing, act, and dance. So there will be dancing in those. And they're all coming up in the next few weeks. So here's the info. The guitar-based music theater performs March 19th and 20th at 7 and 9 at the Greenwich Street Theater. The contemporary music theater, the one that I'm doing, performs March 26th and 27th at 7 and 9 at the Flea Theater. And the Triple Threat music theater event performs April 2nd and 3rd at 7 and 9. At the Flea Theater also. You can get your tickets at theatermania.com or just learn more about Raw Impressions by visiting their website at rawimpressions.org. You want to hear some of the cool people who are participating? Paul Scott Goodman, who wrote Bright Lights, Big City. My friends Dana Quisto and Sammy Buck, who wrote Like You Like It, which is a really charming Shakespeare musical that takes place in the Valley. My friend and ex-collaborator, Annie Kessler, who co-wrote the lyrics for I Won't Mind, and a bunch of my friends from BMI, including Allison Loeb, Charlie Bloom, John Akeesian, Jack Lechner, and lots of other great people that I don't even know yet and can't wait to work with. So check it out. It's a great organization. And I want to send out a special thank you to Becca Ayers, Joe Cassidy, Jessica Grove, and David Perlman for their amazing performances in Free Fall and for giving me the thumbs up to let me play these songs on this podcast. And thank you again so much for listening to this long, long podcast, and have a great day. And this is Jeff signing off. Bye-bye.